surge of hungry tourists during summer vacation. But right now, the kids were back in school, and it was an older crowd of regulars who stopped in for a friendly meal. This was his seventh day on the job, and he wanted to make his mother proud. Nick was happy to have this type of low-stress job and be able to help his family in the process. His PTSD didn't allow him to work in high-pressure situations where he'd have to deal with lots of people. That kind of environment could aggravate his cortisol levels and raise his anxiety. A dishwashing job was perfect. It was just him in a back room with a door he could open for fresh air when he needed it. He also had time to attend all of his college classes and do homework. The ability to have an exit point was important ever since Dude had died while following the trail of an IED. It had led to an Afghan goat barn with a thatched roof. Nick was holding the Labrador on a 16-foot leash as they entered the stable area. Set up as a trap, an IED went off, killing Dude instantly and knocking Nick 6 feet backwards. He had been rescued by his comrades, who found him unconscious and badly bruised, but thankfully, still alive. That had been a black day he relived again and again. Thank God they'd given him Snowflake after his return to duty. The two had bonded immediately. Snowflake would also start when a car backfired or when someone shot a gun. He would wince and duck his head upon hearing those very sounds. Yes, his best friend had PTSD, just like him. Around Hamilton, everyone was a hunter and owned a gun or two. As a kid growing up here, Nick hadn't been bothered by the sound of gunfire, but now the sound of guns made him crouch down. There had even been times when he'd dive down to the ground, convinced he was under attack. Snowflake reacted similarly, depending upon how close the shots were being fired. They were quite a pair, Nick thought wryly. He loved this dog with the same intensity as he'd loved Dude. As Nick cleaned up the last batch of dishes that his mother had just brought in to be washed in the next load, he tried to focus on his job. His mother had earned an A rating for her diner and was very proud of it. Lately, however, her chef, Tony, had shrugged off safe food preparations. Nick knew his mother was a stickler for proper food care, and with good reason. She was actually relieved when Tony had stalked off last week in a huff. Now, she was the cook for the diner until she could hire someone else. Nick wanted to ease his mother's stress, so he volunteered to help with washing up. It didn't take a brain surgeon to figure out how to use the industrial dishwasher after she gave him a quick rundown on how to use it. As a kid, he had cleared tables at this diner, cleaned them, and taken the dishes and cutlery back here. That was how he'd earned a weekly allowance. Being here in the washing up room wasn't all that bad. It brought back some memories that he actually found comforting.
Hey, hello? Is Tony here? May I come in?
Nick, who'd had his back to the screen door, jumped, then whirled around. Snowflake instantly barked a greeting, his short tail stub wagging. Surprised, Nick saw a young woman with curly red hair. She was standing on the top step, smiling up at him. His heart was hammering because she'd scared the hell out of him. Trying to appear calm, he told Snowflake to go back to his bed in the corner, which the dog did reluctantly. He, too, wanted to know who this cheerful, freckled stranger was. Pushing open the screen door, he said, "Tony quit last week. I'm Nick. Can I help you?" She had big, blue eyes that danced with such life. He realized how damn long he'd missed seeing that kind of glint in a woman's eyes. In Afghanistan, women's gazes were flat, dark, and wary, and sometimes filled with hatred toward Americans. This young woman was like a breath of fresh air rushing toward him.
"I'm Holly McGuire," she said, thrusting out her hand. "I run the Delos Food Charity over on Main Street. I'm here to pick up any leftovers for this week's dinners for the shut-ins I take care of."
She craned her neck, looking around.
"Are you their new dishwasher?"
He released her hand, feeling its amazing softness. "Yes, I am. Come in, please. I'm not sure where Mom keeps that extra food, but hold on."